Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We go outdoors with Steve Kearney today. And Steve, first of all, let's recap the holiday week. How did it go for you?
It was really good, Steve. You know, we had, you know, very good ice now, a really good setup, and we had a couple little hiccups in the last 2 days, and this has been happening in northern Minnesota, western Minnesota. This, you know, warm spell that we're in right now is creating a lot of standing water on the lakes. It's really kind of spooky because it looks like it's open water. There's 5, 6, 7 inches of standing water, which just happened in the last 48 hours, and there's a lot of people that are taking their hard houses off now just so they don't freeze in, which is, you know, something we really didn't see this coming. And it's been middle 30s. It was 40 yesterday. And, you know, if your house sinks a little bit, 4 or 5 inches down with standing water, you're going to have a heck of a time getting that thing out of there. So a lot of people are just pulling them, bringing them to shore and waiting, you know, for this cold snap to come next week. And then, you know, put them back out. So those that have a house out there right now, boy, I'd be really concerned because I was in water almost up to my ankles yesterday. And you can still get around fine. I mean, there's 12, 13 inches of ice. The ice is good. But that standing water on the top is going to be a little bit of a challenge here for the next few days. And starting next Wednesday, it looks like it's going to drop. Everything's going to drop down to single digits. And it'll all heal up, but right now, boy, you want to really pay attention to what's going on.
I know in the cities we had a lot of rain. It was really raining, Steve, part of the day yesterday and last night. It was really, really unusual, and, you know, reports from around here and some of the guys I work with during the week said, yeah, it is a little tough to get around and super slippery.
Yeah, you know, ice cleats are very important, and, you know, right now the ice is just glare. I mean, it's really kind of scary to walk on. You got to kind of do the old man shuffle to get to where you want to go. And I've been using a four-wheeler, getting around just fine. Forget the snowmobile, there's just no snow, and I don't see any snow in the forecast. So people are getting around. They're driving full-size vehicles on most of the lakes, which I don't always recommend. I think that's kind of a bad idea, but, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. But you're strictly, you know, stick to ATVs, side-by-sides, Rangers, you'll be fine. But we just got to get through this warm phase here first and, you know, get things to heal up again, and then we'll be in good shape again.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we'll see any major snow events, and that would have a huge impact. Snow right now on top of all that standing water would be a very bad deal. Hey, Steve, the thing I wanted to get into, and this is a fun bite, summer or winter, and that is bluegills. And I know you wanted to talk about that and the approach and because it really is great fishing and great eating.
Well, you know, Steve, bluegills are very a cool fish because there's not a lot of big ones around. A lot of numbers, especially in central Minnesota. And, you know, a lot of big bluegills have been exploited over the years and people have been taking too many of them. That's why we don't have a tremendous bluegill fishery like we should. But a lot of the lakes up in North Country that I fish, I am kind of targeting crappies and bluegills on the same area. And to keep the small bluegills off, is I do not use live bait. And people kind of go, what do you mean? You don't use waxworms? You don't use maggots? I don't use any live bait. And the reason I do that is I use a small 1/8 ounce spoon with a little bit of a flapper on it so it makes vibration and noise. And what this does is the crappies will hit it no problem. You don't have to put anything on it, just plain. But the bluegills, the little ones, will just kind of bump it and they won't take it. And you put a waxworm on it and you're going to be dealing with small bluegills one after the other. But the big bluegills will hit a plain spoon. So what it means, the bottom line, is you're going to get fewer bites, but the bites you're going to get are going to be very good quality fish. So that way, you know, you don't want to sit there and catch 4 or 5 inchers all day long, and you want to try to pluck some of the bigger ones. But if you're fishing with me, we're not going to take a limit of these beautiful fish. We're going to take a couple or three for dinner, and we're not going to take 10. We're not going to take a limit of fish like that because they're very rare. And again, they've been exploited over the years, and they're the spawners. So you want to take just a couple or three. That's good enough. So I suggest, you know, take it easy on those fish. They're rare. They're tough to find. And, you know, another aspect, too, is to pick a lake that's got good bluegill potential. There are still lakes throughout Minnesota that still have very good bluegill fishing, and people keep that very close to the vest. You really don't want to get that out to too many people because they can really hurt a lake really quick. So there are lakes. Just make sure the lake you're on has good bluegill potential, and you'll be fine. You take a little research, talk to your buddies, and you know you'll figure it out. But they're an amazing fish. They're tremendous eating. They're tremendous, and you know, a very viable resource we need to protect.
And Steve, coming up on the end of the annual pheasant hunting season, what have you heard? What is this pheasant hunting season going to be like? I think, how are people going to remember it?
I think it was very mediocre, Steve, which is very typical of Minnesota, you know, pheasant hunting. You're going to have to spend a lot of hours out there to get 2-3 shots, and you know, that's the way it's been, and that's the way it'll continue to be. But the good news is, you know, we have very little snow cover, and these pheasants still have some cover that they can use. Predators can't get to them as much. So if we continue to have a mild winter, that will bode well for next year. But I'm going to spend the next 4 days bow hunting, believe it or not. I'm still having a very difficult season. We have 4 days left. It ends next Tuesday. So I'm going to be out the next 4 nights trying to tag my second deer. And I've been struggling, I'm telling you. I just had a hard time, and it's been very difficult, but I got 4 days left, so I'm going to try to make something happen.
All right. There is still time to get that big buck, Steve.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's just been kind of the season from hell for me, Steve. I don't know what it is. I just can't seem to catch a break. You know, the last couple of years have been, you know, everything's worked out well, and now all of a sudden this year I'm really having trouble, but that's the issue with bow hunting. You never know what your season's going to be like, and sometimes it's very easy and it's a no-brainer and, you know, easy retrieves, but then there's other times like this year where you can't get a shot or you're not seeing them. I've had a couple deflections, which has been very disheartening for me, but I'm going to stay at it. And you know, the mild temperatures right now in middle 30s and 40s, perfect for sitting in a tree, absolutely perfect. And there's a little bit of snow cover, so you can kind of tell where they're going, what they're doing. And so, yeah, just got to keep at it and let that ice, you know, ice over, freeze up, and, you know, get back on it in the middle part of the week. And again, it looks like the way the ice is set up, it's going to be a great season to get those big houses out probably in about a week.
And Steve, finally, Happy New Year. And I have a feeling our first show of the new year, we're going to be talking about a big buck. So that'll be good.
Steve, I am willing to take any buck at this stage of the game. It doesn't have to be big. I don't care. So I'm that desperate. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right. Happy New Year. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Happy New Year to you.
All right. There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. Saturdays following the news at 4 here on News Talk. 830 WCCO.